Brexit Party Clean House, What Next for National Populism? By Simon Fielding. The news that the Brexit Party emerged as the dominant force in these elections shall hardly come as a surprise, though that didn't stop the writer celebrating with a few late-night gin and tonics. Now that the results are in, we can expect anything but celebration from the mainstream media. Indeed, we are already beginning to see the spin. You see, apparently the astounding success of the Brexit Party is in fact a victory for Remainers. We could spend our time debating to what degree results from an election with 36.7% turnout can be a proxy for a referendum with 72.2% turnout anyway, but it's really a waste of everyone's time. Let us turn to more important matters. If I am to be honest, the European elections did not interest me in and of themselves, the European Parliament being a toothless house almost entirely subject to the European Commission. Instead, the utility of the results lie into what degree they influence the conditions of the next general election. It is Westminster that, due to the FPTP system, has remained semi-impervious to patriotic intrusion. And it is Westminster that must be stormed if any hope of national reform is to materialise. After all, winning every seat going in the European Parliament still awards zero legislative power. There are three choices for the right at the next general election: the Brexit Party, Conservative or UKIP. First of all, we may as well get the UKIP question out of the way, and I should say that if you are a staunch kipper, then you very much have my sympathies. Batten has been a brave and straightforward leader. His concerns over the damage that mass immigration and multiculturalism is doing to our nation is more than justified. His tactical decisions, however, in terms of alliances with street politics and YouTube celebrities, have been a predictable disaster, resulting in the image of UKIP now being too far from the passionate professionalism the electorate demand in mainstream politics. I have many friends and political acquaintances that in the run-up to the European elections were canvassing for UKIP. Their loyalty to UKIP was admirable, but their political savvy seemed totally lacking. UKIP simply doesn't offer any road for national populism to breach Westminster. If we go back to last year, when the Brexit Party weren't figuring in any general election discussion and it was already clear the referendum was being betrayed, UKIP were polling at only 5%. Even in almost perfect electoral conditions, the party has failed to break into third-party status. I'm afraid UKIP as an electoral force has run its course. This is not the end of the world. Parties come and go, and it is the social forces parties represent that matter. It is clear that the social forces constituting patriotic revolt have been channeled to the Brexit Party, and if anything, they have been magnified by the Conservatives' referendum betrayal to an astounding extent. Whilst UKIP linger around the 4% mark, polls have shown the Brexit Party polling as high as 25%, with two polls showing them as the second party just ahead of the Tories and just behind Labour. Why would anyone cast aside an electoral vehicle of this kind of efficacy for UKIP? It is true that UKIP are 20% less liberal, but they are also 500% less effective, which is a terrible trade-off by any measure. The Brexit Party exists to deliver a proper Leave result and potentially conduct a degree of electoral and constitutional reform. They may be able to achieve that in a single electoral cycle. That is a vast improvement on anything UKIP have to offer. The electorate have spoken on the matter, and as we move forward, the battle for the right vote is largely between the Tories and the Brexit Party now. That is the dialectic that we should be turning their attentions to for the next general election. We cannot waste valuable energy on anything else. We return to the title of the article, What Next for National Populism? I shall be arguing that we throw our full weight behind the Brexit Party in order to achieve multiple integral policy objectives. In my next article, we shall be exploring those objectives by analysing the Tory versus Brexit Party dialectic from the right, in addition to exploring the current electoral conditions in general. Simon Fielding is a writer and entrepreneur hailing from Worcestershire. He is an international relations graduate and an advocate for national populism. Copyright Simon Fielding 2019.